President Mahama in January this year appointed some personalities to ministerial positions and seven were referred to Parliament for approval. The nominees are Albert Abongo for the Upper East Region, John Alexander Korn for the Ashanti Region and Edwin Nilante Vanderpoy for the Youth and Sports Ministry. The rest are Kweku Ricketts Hagen for the Central Region, Abdullah Abubakar for the Northern Region, Prosper Douglas Bani for the Ministry of Interior and Mavis Amafrimpong for the Eastern Region. The Appointments Committee held public hearing this month to consider the nominees. According to the chairman of the committee and First Deputy Speaker Ebo Batunodro, the committee by consensus recommends the approval of the nominees. He however said members had issues with the CVs of the nominees and have resolved to create CV templates to guide their work in the future.
As a committee, we want to prepare a template of CVs for the purposes of our exercise, and later we'll make it available so that nominees do not go through the process of resubmitting their CVs. The committee has duly considered the nominations of His Excellency the President for the ministerial appointments in line with the 1992 Constitution and the standing orders of this House and recommends the nominees to the House for approval.
The member for Sekendi, Papa Osuankoma, was not enthused about the fact that the committee had issues with the CVs of the nominees, but requested the House to approve them.
On many occasions, even as we speak, I don't know whether those CVs which had gaps had been replaced, because the report does not say. But are we to assume that the committee considered the nominees without really being satisfied with their CVs, then they have filled this House? Mr. Speaker, it is the job of the President to ensure that those who he has nominated have CVs which can really stand the test of scrutiny. We don't believe that the President will just appoint everybody. Objectively, we must be satisfied. But I hope that these nominees, in these trying times of the presidency, can help the President deliver to the people of this country.
The Majority Leader and MP for Nadoli Kalwe Abangbagbin said he has faith in the nominees and believed they will deliver. He was, however, not pleased with the pressure that people put on the House to approve the nominees.
We should try to go beyond the basic skeletal articles of the Constitution to add some flesh by guiding the appointing authorities as to what is required of a minister or deputy minister of state, so that our expectations, hopes and the rest are guided by what we have collectively agreed. Well, immediately somebody is nominated, the kind of pressure people put on all of us is so huge that you just have to succumb to that pressure. And I think that is not good for the system.
Honourable members, as many as are in favour of the motion, say aye. Those against, say no. The ayes have it.
The nominees are now cleared to be sworn in by President Mahama to occupy the positions they have been appointed to oversee.